University of Miami, a program that has really turned the corner over the last year and a half under head coach Mario Cristobal. And they will be opening up a week from Friday on the West Coast against Stanford at 9 o'clock. Somebody who's been on top of this thing at the University of Miami, no matter what sport, but Danny Enriquez, they call him D Money from Canes Insight, is always on the spot. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Danny, thanks so much for dropping by and making time for us on a Monday evening.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Camp is rolling. I mean, really kind of rolling to a conclusion here with Stanford somewhat on the horizon, sort of a middle period between the end of camp and preparing for Stanford. So team's pretty much ready to go. Hayes in the barn and getting ready to start the season.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've had an opportunity, obviously, not only to watch Miami, but you've seen the building process, and you've been there for camps. I see you during the summer. You come not only for the Legends camp, but a lot of the, you know, team camps that they have and the 7-on-7s, and get an opportunity to maybe talk to some of the athletes. And, you know, in this Broward showcase, certainly started off with a bang by having some local players who will be, you know, headed towards the University of Miami and crossing their fingers with Bryson Wright. I know that Knox Annis, the quarterback from Jacksonville Mandarin, is kind of, you know, hitting his friend up every day, maybe to kind of pay attention to University of Miami. Talk about this process, because, you know, you and I talked, you know, on your great podcast about how Miami's kind of parlayed. Yeah, they're getting a lot of the kids through the portal, but Miami's probably recruiting high school talent better than they have probably since the 80s. Talk about that, because the mix of talent that they're getting in, you know, the great kids, you know, the Wards and guys like that that they bring in through the portal. But at the same time, you know, you get a Marquise Fitzgerald as a freshman, step in, O.J. Frederick, step in as freshman and do a job. And now they have the number 2-3 class for the next cycle. Talk about that and how that's kind of fueled this program to being one of the best in the country.
Well, look, in terms of the talent level they're bringing in, I can't ever overlook, and I know you remember because you covered it. I remember reading you when it was happening, sort of the Butch Davis turn of the century classes. I don't know if that will ever be topped, just in terms of, like, you know, multiple Hall of Famers, multiple Pro Bowlers, almost every single class. And that was with restrictions. Certainly weren't able to do what you do with NIL, but I mean, they didn't even have scholarships in some of the cases. So I don't know if that'll ever be topped. I don't want to overstate it, but certainly recruiting at an extraordinarily high level. I think really where you see the biggest gains, and this has been since Mauro's been here, is on the line of scrimmage in terms of defensive linemen, offensive linemen. I think that's the right way to recruit high schools. Who knows what the portal will look like in a couple of years, but with the way the rules are set up now, you can get great quarterbacks in the portal. You can get great receivers, and Miami's recruiting those positions in high school as well. But those big guys, those big offensive linemen, the Francis Malinois of the world, the Reuben Baines, they are extremely hard to get in the portal. So I think Miami, more than anything, has done a really, really good job of landing those positions. Brought Jaden, just in this current recruiting class, you have Jaden Bryant, the five-star defensive end. You have some big, big offensive linemen after landing a monster class last year with Jackson Cantwell, number one offensive lineman in the country. Ben Congdon this year, you got Sean Tatum, a guy I know you like, out of that Treasure Coast area. So they've been very consistent. This is just a couple names, but they're very consistent since Mauro's been here at prioritizing the trenches, developing those guys, and bringing them in from the high school level.
Yeah, no doubt. Danny Enriquez joining us. Canes Insight does a great job, not only with the writing, but also the podcast as well. You have an army of people all over the place covering everything and getting things, as they happen. And certainly a lot happening with this program, a lot of expectations after a national championship contest appearance, a game that a lot of people never thought would happen this soon. But they're way ahead of the curve. Talk about this year's team, what you expect. I mean, you have some new faces, obviously. You lost some big-time guys, but Miami looks like they're in the mode, Danny, they're losing a Bain, they're losing a Massador, but they have so much talent. They brought in the kid Wilson from Missouri, by the way, at Georgia and Venice High School. They have a load of talent that is ready to step in. Their defensive front, you know, even though they lost those two huge parts, has an opportunity to be just as effective. The linebacking core is kind of coming around a little bit. They have two veterans that come back, good secondary. And then the offense, which you and I talk, this is an offense that should average 40-plus every game. Talk about the anticipation for this year.
Yeah, I mean, the anticipation's just out of this world, because it's unusual for Miami to be in this position where there's expectations and they're real. You get excited. We've kind of convinced ourselves that this would be the year, but now you have a team that everybody kind of knows is going to be a contender. They proved it last year, 4-1 against top 10 teams. So I think that's what's different about this level of anticipation. It's not so much a wish and a hope. It's more, hey, we saw it last year against the very best teams in the country. Now they bring back a lot of players, add players, like you mentioned, Damon Wilson, Darren Mensah, Cooper Barkate. So it's a lot more real, and I think Miami is really relevant, both in the minds of recruits, which you asked about earlier, high school kids, which I know you feel just being on those fields and in those environments and seeing the more authentic energy for the program because they've had success. It just feels different in that way. So I think the anticipation is less, I want to say, hopeful or kind of wishful, and more based in reality, because you saw these guys last year against real competition. Morrow's been proven in other stops, and these players are the highest level of talent. So you don't know you're going to win a championship or compete for a championship even. It's so competitive. The margins are so small. But you know you have a chance based on what you bring back and what you're able to accomplish last year.
Yeah, no doubt. A week from Friday, how about that? Those off seasons are long. For Miami, it's a lot shorter than it probably has ever been since they played into the third week of January of this year. Usually, you don't have that. A lot of these teams that finish up in December, because we kind of look at the high school teams and then see when they kicked off last week and go, oh my gosh, for a lot of these teams, they hadn't played since the second week of November before Thanksgiving of last year in a meaningful game. Yeah, they have spring and they have a lot of 7-on-7s, but obviously these off seasons are long. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, the regular season in high school and college zips along so quickly. Danny, let everybody know how they could follow you guys. I mean, because you do such a great job, as I said. I mean, I love your podcast, too. You have a lot of great guests. You talk about everything. Let everybody know how they could get you and follow you. Also, social media as well.
I don't know if any guest gets better numbers than Larry Bluestein, but we have a few. but appreciate the kind words. Yeah, you can find me every morning on Canes Insight on YouTube, which is daily show, 9 o'clock, go live, go about an hour and a half talking Canes. We've got guests on like Larry, just different people around the country. Amon Richards, one of the greatest, most talented receivers to ever come through Miami, would have been probably playing the NFL right now if not for some unfortunate injuries. He's kind enough to join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, providing that player insight and all kinds of guests. And we are every day also on canesinsight.com. You can download the app in the App Store, social media, canes.insight, Instagram, all over the place. Just trying to give everybody the Canes news they need with the excitement around the program. And again, Larry, appreciate you having me. Everybody knows, but you are a legend, and you've seen this cycle go through once or twice. So if you see the signs that this thing is going to be a real thing and the Canes are going to be around for a while, I believe it.